Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
Attendee in this conference, Your host has joined. Conference muted.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour and minute I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, say I need thee.
I want you to bless me now because I I don't want to go and come another day. Oh, you come to me. I don't want anything to separate us. So I come to thee. Regardless of what I've done, regardless of where I've been, God, I come to thee. I lay everything aside and I come to thee. I lay all things aside. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
Yeah. We say that you're a great God. How great thou art. And when I say that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God. Shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, God, how great Thou art. Then sing my
alone are my strength, my shield. You will live and reign with him in
more time, cry to the Spirit.
Oh, how I love Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Welcome to the month of May, the month of June, the sixth month in the Gregorian calendar. We bless God. He brought us this far. I don't know about you, but I'm excited, praising God, because I always say we would never have made it without him. So we want to just bless him this morning, praise him, and think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. And wherever you are this morning, if you're listening, just begin to praise him. Let him hear your voice as we lead in prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you, O Almighty God. We worship you, O God. We adore you, O God. We honor you, oh, Almighty God. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We say thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. You are holy. We exalt you, our King and our God. We will bless your name forever. We will bless you. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And we will declare thy greatness. We shall abundantly utter the memory. We shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, Psalm 145 I'm reading, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. Hallelujah. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak, our mouths shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We will sing praises to your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 147 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. It is pleasant and comely. For the Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of stars. He called them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power his understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked to the ground. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and the young raven which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horses. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandments upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the horse for frost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who gets in before his coal? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causes his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dwelt so with many nations. As for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever, and made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, storm and wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fall. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his sins, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe. That is yours. We thank you, O God, our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, O God, for our spouses, our parents. We thank you, O God, for each and every one here this morning. We thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you for all that you've done, O God. We thank you that all for all that you're doing. We thank you. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst this morning. We surrender this service to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Let there be light. Let the holy light shine in every area of our lives. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in the airwaves on this radio block, on the prayer line. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. Release your breath upon us. Release your breath upon this radio. Release your breath upon the prayer line. Release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath upon our children. Release your breath upon our grandchildren. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, upon each and every one of us this morning. Release your breath upon our spouses, our parents, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Release your breath in our environment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. Breathe, breathe, breathe upon us, Holy Spirit, and breathe in us. Release your breath in us, Holy Spirit. Release your breath, O God, in us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. In the name of Jesus, convict us of that we've done that's not pleasing to you, Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit of God convict us. In the name of Jesus, search us, O God, and know our hearts. And if there's anything in us that is not of you, that's causing our relationship with you, Lord, we ask you to uproot those things right now. We want to be in right standing with you. We desire you. Oh, Holy Ghost, we cannot make it without you. You are our strength. You are our everything. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, we are weak, but you are strong. We are dependent on you, Spirit of the living God. You are our lifeline. You are our all in all. You are our source. You are our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer. You are I am that I am. We bless your name, our healer. We bless you, our provider. We bless you. You are our Father, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy, O God. Father, have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Have mercy, be merciful unto us, O God. Cry out to you for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, forgive us of things we've done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Lord, have mercy. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Oh, God, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon every one of us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our great-grand. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Lord, be merciful unto each and every one of us. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the prayer service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, cyberspace networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our cars in the blood of Jesus. Transportation, the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren, their dwelling places in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our food and our water, whatever we eat or drink today, in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse our environment, oh God. Let the blood cleanse us. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for healing in the blood, deliverance in the blood, restoration in the blood, reconciliation in the blood, sanctification in the blood of Jesus, justification. We claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthrough in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Father, the blood. We thank you for fresh oil, fresh anointing this morning, anointing for this month, anointing for empowerment to fulfill your purpose that you have for us to fulfill this month. Oh, Father, release an anointing for us, the anointing of grace. Without your grace, where would we be? We need your medical grace, your abundant grace, your greater grace. Let it rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, amazing grace, grace, grace. Pour your grace and glory upon us, oh God. Oh, Father God, pour your grace upon our lips, oh God. Your grace, oh God, upon our necks, oh God. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. Your greater grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the anointing of your grace in an increased measure, oh God, greater grace. Greater glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to do all that you have to do, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to finish every assignment that you've given us, O God. Help us to walk in holiness and righteousness and not a form of godliness, denying the power within, but help us to walk in your holiness and righteousness. Bless the work of our hands. Make the crooked places straight. Teach us, lead us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our parents, our nieces, our nephews, those that are here. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to this prayer line, assigned to our lives, oh God, to do your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we surrender to you. Be a wall of fire around us, Almighty God, and a glory within us. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise your name. How great thou art, Spirit of the living God. We adore you. Spirit of the living God, we magnify you. Thank you for your empowerment. Holy Spirit, thank you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Welcome to the month of June. Hallelujah. We never would have made it without him. Just look back. I'm thinking about 2020 when the COVID was all over. We only made it because of Jesus Christ, because of his grace. And so we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the Lord. Thank you for our children. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yesterday we went over John 2, and I finished it up, the book of John chapter 2 in the Bible study. But then as I woke up, effectively before yesterday, the Lord had begun to show me some things again on John 2, so bear with me. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to go back over John 2. And the thing that he showed me was just the first verse, and the third day there was a marriage. He said, there was a marriage. So when the Lord took me to there was a marriage, he said to me, what makes a marriage? Who are the main participants in a marriage? And the participant is the bride and the groom. Hallelujah. And when we look at the bride and the groom, the bridegroom in the church, we're talking of a marriage, we're looking at the church, at the bride. And we're looking, groom. He said, ask those that you will be ministering. And he asked me that question. Ask them if they're ready. Ask the bride you are the bride. I am the bride of Christ. Are we ready? And he said, because the bride has to be ready. And many times we think we are ready, but are we ready? Revelation 19:7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready. Have we made ourselves ready? And to her he was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen and clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of sins. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Revelations 21:2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Hallelujah. Revelations 21:9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues. Plagues and talk with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah. I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, having the glory of God, and her light was like us unto a stone, more precious, even like a jasper stone, clear. Hallelujah. Are we ready? The bride has made herself ready. Christ is ready. He's perfect in all his ways, holy in all his acts. What I'm saying to you, this is not the time to play church. God is looking for a church with a spot or wrinkles. Suppose so, you might say to me, oh, there's no one perfect. Don't look for excuse. We look for every kind of excuse to justify what we do. But we must not look for excuse, because Christ is our righteousness. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:14, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness. No man will see God. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Then you look at Matthew 25. When Matthew 25:1 says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumber and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answer saying, no, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready. The day that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. The Bible tells us the bride have made herself ready. What does it mean that the bride have made herself ready? That means we should cautiously make ourselves ready. Hallelujah. For the bridegroom. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's coming for a church without spot. Hallelujah. You've got to be watchful. Hallelujah. I gave you a few characteristics of the bride, and we'll go through it another time. The bride will be presented as a pure virgin. 2 Corinthians 11:2. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Let's just look at it for 1 second, and I'll let you go in a few. When God is on us for a certain thing, we have to be very careful. 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgin to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Hallelujah. The bride will be known for her righteous acts. Revelations 19:7-8. The bride, having submitted herself fully to the Holy Spirit, ongoing sanctification process, the bride of Christ will be, you will see, holy, cleansed, and washed by the word of God, a radiant church without stain or wrinkle, without blemish, blameless. The bride of Christ will have the measure of the portion of the body of Christ rather than being the entire body, Genesis 2:22. The bride will have a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. The bride will be watchful and prayerful. The bride of Christ will have been pressing for perfection. The anointing, the baptism with the Holy Spirit will be abundantly operating in the life of those who qualify for the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. The bride will live in a state of readiness to meet the bridegroom. These are just a few characteristics. Are we ready? If he comes today, are you ready? Ask yourself that question. We must be ready. I listened to a testimony, and and this man was from Uganda. He was giving his testimony in a church over here, and he was called to minister, a great man of God, and he did a whole lot of things, sold different his properties to serve Christ Jesus. His ministry had signs and wonders and miracles were going on. And he was doing everything that he could do as a person. I mean, and he thought he was on cloud nine when he gave you that testimony. It is an amazing testimony. And everything he thought, he started off right, everything he thought he was doing. And then Christ came to him in a dream and said, if you will die today or tomorrow, you will be in hell. And this pastor began to cry. And he began to cry, Lord, what have I done? And he began to cry, and Christ was very hard on him, was chastising him. And Lord, I sold my house, I did this, I did that. And Lord, he was telling Christ all these things. And Christ said, I am telling you, if you die today, you will be in hell. He kept crying and crying and crying, and Christ kept chastising him. This is a true story. It's not a, something I made up. Hallelujah. And he kept angry. And then Christ said, you started off well. And then Christ showed him his heart. This is a form of godliness, denying the power within. He said, but Christ, you used me for signs and miracles. So many people got healed and delivered. Christ said, I didn't do it because of you. Not because of you. I did it because of me, for those people to be healed and to be delivered and to be set free. I did not. You, those miracles wasn't because of your holiness or righteousness. It's because of me. I did it for the people, not for you. And Christ began to tell him, showing the scripture, you know, and different things. And Christ took him through. And this man said, oh, if this thing he was starting, he kept having these dreams and dreams. And before Christ finally showed him his heart. His heart, your thoughts, Christ will judge your thoughts. Christ began to show him the thoughts that he had, the heart that he had, not that nobody in the church could see the heart and his thoughts. It didn't come out openly for him to do things, but yet he sinned in his heart. This man, and God, Christ began to show him, although he was not cheating on his wife or doing this, but when he see women in his heart, he would undress those women in his mind. Every woman he saw, he would undress her in his thoughts, in his mind. It's not something he did, went out and actually slept. No, it's the thoughts. And Christ began to tell him and reminded him of all those times he did that. Christ said, you have strayed away from me. Your thoughts, your idle words. And many would say, Lord, didn't I do miracles and signs and wonders in your name? He said, get me away from you, you wicked. Because Christ sees our thoughts. Christ sees your mind, your thoughts are mine. The small lies, the big lies, the little lies, the things we do, and we take it for nothing. It's just a small thing. No, it's not small of God. All these little things that we do and think about that is not pleasing, it's not small. It is big because the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. God says that. So we must not think because somebody don't see us doing this and doing that, but what is in your thoughts and your mind, you will be judged. You will be judged because every thought will be judged. That's why we say, let the mind of Christ be in us. Whatsoever things are holy and pure, you can sin in your heart. Hallelujah. We must be careful. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I will end with this. Are you ready? Am I ready if he comes today? Search me, oh, and know my heart. The same measure you judge others, it will be done to you. God looks at our inside. Not the outside, because we can fool. We are actors and actresses. We can fool people. We're going through this month of June. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit search our hearts and our thoughts and let us come into repentance. And when the Holy Spirit convicts you, do not justify your action. Do not defend on your knees and cry for mercy. Lord, I've sinned against you. Have mercy. And so, Father, as we end this day, this service, Lord, let the Holy Spirit search our hearts that we can come into repentance for your look or bride without spot or wrinkle. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Evermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Search me, O Lord. And know my heart. Bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Maybe this is not the message that you were looking to hear, but as a prophet of God, we have to speak the truth. We can't come and bring message to twingle your ears or our ears to fool ourselves, because I don't want to be accountable for anyone because I didn't speak the truth. Christ is looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle. Are we ready? God bless you.